briefly, but you know, chaticha riliskabed, hopefully, about the upcoming holiday of Shavuos. So typically when we want to identify the character, the Kedushas Hayom of a particular holiday, we look to Parshas Emor. We try to do this, you know, every Chag, when we have the opportunity to give these shiurim. As individuals, this is what we do. We first look at the description of Torah Shebichtav, the psukim that introduce and present the various chagim, and on that basis to try to understand what is singular about every chag. Every chag is a yom tov, a mikra kodesh, to use the phraseology of Parshas Emor, typically with the exception of Yom Kippur and Shabbos, Kol Melechas Avodah Lo Sa'asu, which according to Ramban entails a heter of Melechas Ochol Nefesh. But aside from that generic element, right, every chag is singular. And we know this to be the case. That's what's so special about the chagim, right? They're, every chag has a similar structure and framework. It's very much in keeping with Yahadus's, you know, perspective on stability and continuity. You know, Kedusha expresses itself, you know, in one respect, in similar ways, in similar frameworks. And all of the Yom Tovim, in a way, are patterned after Shabbos, Tchilo Mikroi Kodesh. But each Chag has its own special identity. There's Chag HaMatzos and the Nisim Esnaf Shil Seichem, the Day of Slicha Mechila, Yom Zichron Trua or Yom Trua, right? There is Chag HaSukkos. If you look at Emor and in the other Parsha in Pinchas, it's perfectly clear that the various mitzvos Hayom help to identify and project the singular nature of each and every Chag. However, when it comes to the holiday, right, that in our consciousness, you know, seems, you know, most familiar, namely Chag HaShavuos, we find this shocking, intriguing discrepancy. Because we all know that it's Chag Matan Torah Seinu. That's what we say in the Kedushas Hayom of Tfila, and of course in Yalav Yavo, in Birchas HaMazon, etc. And the Kriyas HaTorah that we read is Yeser Sadibros, and everything that goes along with it. And this is, of course, a day whose, you know, significance cannot be understated, right? Yom HaShishi, it's the day that the whole world, you know, was waiting for. If not for that day, right, the world would have been returned to a state of tohu vavohu. And, you know, that it's the day of the entire creation, essentially. The day of Kolos of Rakim, the day of Gilui Shechina, the day of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Vayilecha, right, V'pi HaDibur. It's a day which is unforgettable, halachically unforgettable, right? The Ramban in his Perush al HaTorah and in Sefer HaMitzvos basically says that there's a mitzvah of Zachar, just like there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's also a Zachar of remembering the day and the event, in particular, of Maimed Har Sinai. That's what we mean. You know, Ilu Kirvanu, you know, Har Sinai Vila Nasan Lanu Es HaTorah, you know, Dayenu. The experience of Maimed Har Sinai alone was a powerful, pivotal, transformational experience. It was a day that was unforgettable and that we're obligated to remember. There's no stira in that, especially in Jewish terms. So this is the day, and this is what we know it to be. And yet, in the Torah Shebichtav, we also know that all of that is absent. Not in Emor, not in Pinchas, is there a rhyme or a hint of anything to do with Matan Torah for this particular holiday. Instead, we are told that it's a time of the Mincha Chadasha in Parshas Amor, and Bikurim. Again, to be very specific, Torah tells us in Perek Chav Gimel of Vayikra that Ukrasim Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, Mikra Kodesh Yalachem, Komalecha Savoda Lo Sasu, Chuka Asolim B'chomot Shoseichem Ador Oseichem. This is after telling us a few psukim earlier that Admi Machras HaShabbos HaShviyas Pasuk Tezayin Tispru Chamishim Yom V'kravtem Mincha Chadasha LaHashem. So there's no date, it's connected to Sefiras Omer. There's no name, no designation, unlike any of the other holidays. No particular exoteric, you know, Maisa Mitzvah that we can do in our homes or in our shuls. Nothing like that. The only characterization that we have is that it's a day of Mincha Chadasha, and therefore it's a Mikra Kodesh. And in Bamidbar, we're told in similar fashion that also that it is a time of Bikurim. Let me see if I can find the Psukim. The Psukim, of course, in Bamidbar, Perek Chaf Ches, that's where you have the Parshas and Musafim. Ubayom Pasuk Chaf Vav. Ubayom Abikurim Bavkrivchem, again, Mincha Chadash Shal Hashem, B'Shavu Oseichem, Mikra Kodesh Yelachem, Komalecha Savoda, Lo Sasu. It is a day of Mikra Kodesh Yelachem, but it's a day of Mincha Chadash. So it behooves us to understand a little better, and that's why I like every year before Shavuos to speak about different aspects of the Korban Shtei Halachem, because it's a Korban, you know, and most people find that, you know, unapproachable, inaccessible, you know, esoteric, whatever it is. But the fact is that it is the Torah Shebichtav's designation or presentation of the holiday. And the truth is that the very presence of this Korban in Emor and its designation in Pinchas is itself very striking. Ramban points out in Parshas Emor something which we know to be the case, as the Ramban is troubled by it and struggles to explain it. And that is that there are two parshios of the Moedim, one in Emor, the other in Pinchas. In Emor, there's a hint of the karbonos that are brought, but the actual musafim are only delineated in Pinchas. And the Ramban says that's, you know, striking. Why is that? And he has a suggestion. I like the question more than the answer in this particular case, but I think it's a very important point. The Ramban says Emor, the Parshas HaMoadim, is in Sefer Vayikra because it's important to know that all the chagim are yemei karbonos, meaning the karbonos of that are brought in those days as part of the kedushas hayom, but the details are typically delineated in Parshas Pinchas, and then in two places in Parshas Emor, the Ramban addresses the obvious problem, and that is, however, when it comes to the korban haomer brought on the second day of Pesach, and the korban shtei lechem of Shavuos. Right, for some reason they were integrated into Emor, and the question is why. And he gives several suggestions. First time he talks about it in terms of, you know, whether it was Kariv Bamidbar. People know that it's an Eretz Yisrael Korban. That's kind of a technical answer. And the second time he speaks about this being Korban Shtei Lechem and being something that is at the core and center of the holiday of Shavuos itself. Did you want to ask a question, Zev? No. You were trying to buy something on the auction. Got it. Okay. I'm concerned about the Jamaica State Shul, clothing drive.
Ah, that's true. That's true.
Right. So usually we get it this time of year, or so something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, we have the 5K. We have the 5K walk at this time of year for Earth.
Oh, okay. Good. 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 I'm glad. You know, Olam Kimin Hago Noeg a little bit. Okay, so anyway, so this is the question. Obviously, so my view is that the Omer and the Shtei Lechem signify what it is that is singular and unique about the holiday of Shavuot. So let me explain very briefly, because this is a massive topic we don't have so many minutes, even though we did take a big chunk of our shiur, for the untith. But it still doesn't, you know, if we would take many, many hours, they would still be short, you know, because these are very big topics. So let me explain what I mean. If you look at the Psukim and Parshas Emor, there's a little bit against the Rambam, but I'll explain in a minute. It seems clear that not only is the Korban Shtei Lechem the centerpiece of its presentation of Chag HaShavuos, and again, in Pinchas, the designation of what it is, Mincha Chadasha, but in addition to that, the Omer and Sfiras HaOmer are also part of the presentation of Shavuos. Now, this is a little bit against the Rambam. The Rambam develops the dinim of Korban Omer and of Sfiras HaOmer in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tmidin and Musafim. He only speaks about Shavuos, of course, in Perek Ches. His way of saying, I believe that this goes together with Pesach. Probably, or somewhat. However, if you look at the Psukim in Emor, the Parsha, right after the Torah speaks about Chag HaMatzos, on the seventh day of Pesach, Torah says, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe le'mor, Daber al b'nei Yisrov var marta lehem, ki savo al ha'aretz, asher ani nosein lachem u'ktzartem es kitzira, va'vesem es omer reishes kitzirchem al ha'kohen, v'heinif es ha'omer. The Parsha of the Omer, which is brought on the second day of Pesach, is preceded by Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe le'mor. The Ramban in Emor says, why does the Torah keep interrupting and saying, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe le'mor, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe le'mor, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe le'mor? What's the point? The Ribbono Shel Olam said the whole parsha of the Moedim to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why do we keep interrupting? So the Ramban says, it's the Torah's way of saying that even though they're all Moedim, each one is singular. Each one has its own character. They have things in common, and each one is unique. And Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor is the Torah's way of breaking up the parshios. If that's the case, it's fascinating that the Omer, Sfiras HaOmer, and Shtei HaLechem, according to this perspective, all belong to Shavuos. The Sefer Chinuch already says that Sfiras HaOmer belongs to Shavuos. He says that Shavuos, that Sfiras HaOmer is a countdown to Matan Torah. The only reason that we don't count 49, 48, 47, 46, etc., is because to do so, you know, it would be depressing. You know, we're starting too far away. Now we're at the end, so it would be good. But he says you're not going to switch the count in the middle. But the psukim themselves, as Ramban points out, establish that the Korban Shtei Lechem is not the only thing that characterizes Shavuos, but that there is some sort of a process that begins with the Omer on the second day of Pesach, continues with Sfiras HaOmer, and culminates in Korban Shtei Lechem, Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh, the day of Mikra Kodesh, the day of Chag HaShavuos. And if that's the case, it would appear that the Omer, the Sfira, and the culmination, Shtei Lechem, constitute a process by which Klal Yisrael came from Yitzias Mitzrayim to Matan Torah, and a process by which every year we are charged, right, to reflect on our lives, to evaluate the significance of Yitzias Mitzrayim through Tzipor Yitzias Mitzrayim and Chag HaMatzos applies. And then from there, right, to begin, right, to prepare, you know, and to build a bridge, if you will, which is Sfiras HaOmer, from Pesach to Shavuos. I always like to quote another Ramban in Parshas Emor. They're all amazing. Ramban in Parshas Emor says that in his opinion, Sfiras HaOmer is like a Chol HaMoed. It's what connects one holiday to the next, but he says it more forcefully. He says, listen, Sukkos has Yontif, first days, has Chol HaMoed, then it has Shemini Atzeres, Yontif. Says that's the case here as well. Just elongated. There's Pesach, right? Which has a mini Chol HaMoed to the seventh day of Pesach, but that's in Pesach the holiday or Chag HaMatzos is over. Then you have a Chol HaMoed, right, through the period, kind of going back from the first day, including the seventh day, but through Sfiras Omer, stretching till Shavuos. He says, Shavuos is Atzeres, because I'll call it Chag HaAtzeres, because it too is after a Chol HaMoed. This is the Ramban's way of saying that basically there's a process. But if we want to understand what this process is, then we need to look at some of the details of these karbanos. And again, we don't have so much time, so we're just going to pick out two or three points very quickly. The korban omer, korban she'alechem, share a lot in common. They're both menachos, which are also korban sibor. It's very rare. The lechem aponim, right? The omer and she'alechem are the only three korbanos tzibor that are menachos. They're also mostly, there is some debate about this, menachos that dominate their zvachim. The keves echad that belongs together with the omer, and the shnei kevasim, kivse atzeres, that connect with the korban she'alechem. Typically, when you have korbanos, meaning zvachim, they dominate the menachos. Menachos are an adjunct, they're tafel, to that ikar. However, when it comes to omer, and especially she'alechem, mostly the evidence is that the mincha is dominant. The omer is the matir of chadash, right, b'medina. You're not allowed to eat v'lechem v'koli v'karmel, right, lo sochlu, ad hayom hazeh, v'yikravtem, you bring the korban to omer, that's a matir of chadash. The she'alechem seems like, I'll use the Minchas Chinuch language, is a matir of chadash in menacho, for menachos in the mikdash. If you want to bring soles chitim for a mincha, you can't do it until you first bring the she'alechem. Minchas Chinuch sees a total parallel between omer b'medina, she'alechem b'mikdash. I think it's problematic. I'll get to that in just a sec. Meaning there are many overlapping, common, unique features that bind together the omer and the she'alechem. But those common traits also highlight some of the very subtle but also really important differences between them. And I believe it's those differences which capture and crystallize the transition from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Ma'abed Har Sinai, the bridge, right, from Chag HaMatzos to Chag HaShavuos. The first one, of course, is that the Omer is brought from Seorim, while the She'alechem is Chitin. And Chazal speak about this at length, right, to the Midrashim, of course. Seorim is Maisa, is Machol Behema, Chitin is Adam. You took a people that had very little spiritual stature, right? B'damayi chayi. They were on the 50th level of Tumma, from which there could be no return. That's what Chazal tell us, right? And these mitzvos, Korban Pesach and Milah, right, are the saving grace. But you're dealing with a people, obviously, that is coarse, unrefined in its spirituality, you know, very, very physical. Casting off, you know, a life of slavery, the life that they know. According to the Ibn Ezra, even when they cast it off, psychologically remains with them. That's how the Ibn Ezra explains, you know, why panicked, you know, at Kriyas Yamsuf, right before Kriyas Yamsuf, they saw their masters. You know, they didn't see an enemy. You know, they saw, you know, a sovereign. That's why they had to die out in the Midbar, according to the Ibn Ezra. We shouldn't underestimate, you know, the psychological impact of this downtrodden people. And therefore, there represents Machol Behema. The idea was to undergo a process to count Yomi and Shavue, to take this people and to transform them into Ochlei Chitin, a much more refined food substance reflecting a very different orientation. And the way to do this was for them to reflect on the concept of time itself. Rav Zatzal once pointed out that time, consciousness itself, is the antithesis of avdus. An eved's time is not his own. That's why there's a patur of mitzvah seishezim on grama. That's the difference between the eved and the isha. Hers is not based on that. It's based on other things. It's based on other priorities. But in the case of eved, it really is truly based on a lack of time consciousness. So investing a mitzvah of time, of counting, and especially of, let's say, Yomi Ushvui, and the interaction between Yomi Ushvui, long-term planning, short-term planning, and making time your own, etc., became critical in the transition between Seorim and Chit. But more than that, the Omer, as Mitzvah says, is a matir. It takes the Iser of Chadash and it neutralizes it. It's a Stor Meira. It basically contends with and confronts a problem. There's a lot of evidence, I'm not going to go into that now, maybe another year, about the Korban Shtei Lechem. The Torah doesn't say about the Korban Shtei Lechem what it says about the Omer. The Omer, it says, Dabero ben Israel, Kisavo la Aretz, Isemis Omer Reshis Ketzirchem Melakoin. In the beginning, it doesn't even call it a Korban. And then it talks about the process, etc. V'lechem v'koli v'karma lo tochlu ad etzem ayom hazeh. That's when you find out about the Iser Chadosh. Ad aviyachem, finally, is korban elokeichem, chukah salam dorasechem b'chol moshvaseichem. But when it comes to the korban shtei lechem, there's not a word about the Iser to bring menachos from chitim prior to the shtei lechem. We know that from Torah Shebaal Peh, but we know it because the Torah characterizes the shtei lechem as mincha Chadashcha, and as a bikurim in Pinchas. It can't be bikurim and it can't be chadasha unless it's the first. And the achronim make this ha'ara to, again, neutralize the Minchas Chinuch and others. It's true the Gemara says is a parallel between what happens in the Mikdash and what happens outside of the Mikdash. But beyond the parallel, there's a big difference. In Medina, there's an Iser Chadash, and the Korban Omer solves the problem, neutralizes the Iser, is Matir. In the case of Shtei Lechem, the opposite is true. There's a Chiyuv and a Kiyum, a mitzvah, to start Maimed Har Sinai, post Maimed Har Sinai, the day of Matan Torah in the right way, and to bring a Mincha Chadasha. It's a fresh beginning, and we'll see in a moment, a unique way of advancing of Avodas Hashem. I'll explain in just a second. And as such, we hold out from other menachos of chitim until we can maximize mincha chadasha. It's not that there's an iser and the mincha chadasha is matir. It's that there's a mitzvah and that ideal is worth waiting for and creates an iser. And there are huge nafkaminas. I'm not going to go into that now because we don't have time. Oh. So Mincha Chadasha, even though it seems very much like the Omer, is really the end product of the process that begins with the Omer. And for this reason, two of its most salient characteristics. Number one, or three. Number one, it's made of chametz. So you have this sharp contrast between chametz, which is mutter all year round, it's a staple of our diet. We don't feel guilty about eating chametz all year round. There's no chumrah to eat matzah, obviously. On the contrary. But when it comes to celebrating Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim, an awareness, we've talked about this many times, including this year, that unrestricted growth is toxic when people have just cast away their avdus, but they haven't yet embraced an ideology and a framework for a meaningful, purposeful spiritual life. And therefore, even though there's nothing wrong with chametz typically, but on these days, chametz is avodah zarah. It's sar shavisa. And then what happens? After Sfiras HaOmer, after the Korban Omer, Sfiras HaOmer, you get to the Korban of Shtei Alechem, you've invested several weeks in which you've gone from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Maimed Har Sinai, from a group of individuals searching for a purpose who needed to be restricted so that they didn't overdo their physical freedom, to putting together a nation which is going to be defined by the aspiration of Mamlechas Kohanim, V'goy Kadosh. Now they're ready for Chitim, rather ready to define what is appropriate in the Mikdash. At this point, Chametz is good. Growth and creativity, contribution to the system, once it's within the framework of Torah mitzvos, Ein ben chor lo mishe'ose b'Torah mitzvos, becomes a positive thing. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, Asei Mem Vav, what he wants to characterize the korban of Shtei Alechem, right at the outset says, this is a korban of chametz. Not so much in Yad HaChazak, he mentions there, of course. It's in the Psukim. But in Sefer Mitzvos, it's right up front. Ramban again tries to explain, you know, maybe it's because it's part Toda. So you went from an Iser b'Medina of Chametz to a Heter in the Mikdash where you're never allowed to bring Chametz, with the one exception of a fraction of the Korban Toda. No other Korban is allowed to be Chametz. But in celebrating Mincha Chadasha, it's all Chametz. Moreover, second point, and that is, every other mincha requires a kibitza. It means the equivalent of shechita. You take a part of the mincha and you throw it on the mizbeach. That's the Lashem part. And then the rest is called shiari menachos. Kohanim are obligated to eat shiari menachos, and so on. The exception is the korban shelach. There is no kibitza. There's no chelak Lashem. Maybe that's why it's Lachem. And what's fascinating is, even more so, that the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos HaSeh Memvav, when he talks about Korban Shnei Lachem, specifically emphasizes the eating of the Korban Shnei Lachem. Now again, let me make it clear. There is a requirement that Kohanim eat the Shiare Menachos in general, after the Kmitza. So din in Shari Menachos. It's codified in the Rambam also, in Mitzvahs Asei Pevav. And it sounds like it's a Chovas Kohanim. When the Rambam speaks about Korban HaOmer in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tmidim, it's interesting that he keeps repeating, Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Beis, he speaks about this Korban being Kishar Menachos. Lo kini soren shel solis, this is Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Beis, Bolinosa beluga shemen, nosel of komet silvona, kishar hamanachos. They say one alacha. Menifa b'mizrach molich umevi malo morid, magisho keneged chuda shel keren, kishar hamanachos. The komets, there's the kmitz on omer, umaktir, bashar, another way of saying shiare, nechol kohanim, kishare kol hamanachos. In one alacha, three times, he mentions Kishar Menachos, Kishar Menachos, Kishar Menachos, etc. When it comes to the Korban Shtei Alechem in Perek Ches of Hilchos Tmidin Musafim, the word Kishar Menachos never appears. And in Sefer Mitzvos, they say, the Rambam speaks not about the Kohanim's obligation to eat Mishar Menachos, but the need for Shtei Alechem to be Nechal, the Cheftza. And I'm not the first one to recognize it. Some of the Achronim Bavel will recognize it, others as well. It seems like there's an Mitzvah Achila, I think also B'cheftza, not sure if they noticed that it should be Nechal. And the question is why? Separate from the regular din of Shiari Menachos. But I think that the answer is consistent with the Gemara in Masechet Pesachim. On Samach Esamid Beis, which we always like to quote in this context, there the Gemara talks about the famous debate, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yoshua, where the Yom Tov is Kulo Lachem, Kulo Lashem, Chatzi Lachem, Chatzi Lashem. What exactly is it? The Gemara there says that everybody agrees when it comes to the holiday of Shavuos that there has to be a component of Lachem, because it's Yom Shenitna B'Torah. And of course, that's Tamua. You would think that the day of Kolos Avrakim and Gilui Shechina, when Klal Yisrael were begging Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, that the Rabbanu Sholem should hold back, even though that was the moment that the entire universe was waiting for, you would think that that would be the day of Kulal Hashem, not the day in which there needs to be Lachem. But the answer is, I believe, found in, you know, the continuation of the Gemara, where the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi said, about that day, right, Ilav Hayoma, Kama Yossi, Ika Beshuka. And the Marsha and others, they all pointed out, Rabbi Yossi was a big Anav, what did he really mean to say? But the answer seems to be that the day of Mayim and Har Sinai, Matan Torah, was also a day of Kabbalah Satorah. And it was the day which invested Klal Yisrael with a chelek in Torah and a sense of a partnership, an achrayas, in properly implementing, key words here on properly, the halacha. So really the day of Lachem is the day of Maimon Har Sinai and Matan Torah. That's when man became a partner, a junior partner, but a partner with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, there's a requirement of Lachem. And I think that that's why there's no kmitza, specifically in the carbon of Shtei Lachem. And that's why it's not just the din that the Kohanim eat Shiyore HaMincha. These two things come together. It should be Nechal, because it highlights that the purpose of this, or the Gemara says in Shabbos, you know, the whole famous, you know, discussion between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Malachi Ashares. Malachi Ashares complained to the Ribbono Shel Olam, why was the Torah given to Klal Yisrael with all their imperfections? And basically the Ribbono Shel Olam's response is, because of their imperfections, it's relevant to them. It will elevate them. And if it elevates them, then by definition, it has been elevated by them, because it then demonstrates the capacity to relate to and to even impact physical life. So the Korban Shtei HaLechem, Chitim, which is a mitzvah of Mincha Chadasha, which generates an Iser that others shouldn't come before it, is almost an opposite in some respects from the Korban Omer. And therefore there's no Kmitza. There's a din that it should be Nechal, consistent with the Lachem. Indeed, it can, not only can be, it must be Chametz. In fact, Gemara seems to say, in the Rambam Paskins this way, that the Korban Shtei Lechem is nischalek to all the Mishmaros, like Korbanos HaChag, even though it's not one of the Musafim. The Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Tmidim wonders why it is that the Korban Omer is also not nischalek l'kol ha-mishmaros. And the Tosis Rid in Yoma, Achronim point this out on the Aflamites, says in Ochanami, the Omer also is nischalek l'kol ha-mishmaros. All of the Kohanim get to share it. But the Rambam only mentions Shtei Lechem. The Gemara only has Shtei Lechem. The answer is because Shtei Lechem, the Omer, isn't what defines Pesach. The Omer is brought on the second day of Pesach, because it's, again, after the celebration and commemoration of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's the beginning of the process which will be completed, now which looks forward to Matan Torah, Maimed Har Sinai. It's related to Pesach, the second dimension of Pesach. In other words, not Yom Rishon, not the Ikar celebration of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the next phase, Yetzias Mitzrayim as Tchilas HaHechsher of Matan Torah. But for that reason, it's not Nischalek, the Kol HaMishmaros. There's some, you know, discussion in Balei Tosfot HaTorah, in some other Makoros, you know, why don't we mention the Korban HaOmer? The Eved Bracha talks about this, and so do others. Pirkei Yosef? Why don't we mention the Korban HaOmer in the Tfilos of the second day of Pesach? And why don't we make Hallel, you know, based on that Korban HaOmer? But the answer is because the Omer isn't part of the Ikar Kedushas Hayom of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It belongs to the preparation for Chag HaMatzos. And mostly, it's a beginning and it is a contrast. But when it comes to the Korban Shtei Lechem, that's Mischalek L'Kol HaMishmaros. Indeed, the Korbanos that are brought with the Lechem, it's fascinating that the Gemara Mem Hei Omid Beis in Menachos, with this we'll conclude, wanted to know whether they were identical with the Musafin or not. And the Rambam, in Perek Ches of Hilchos Tamidim, basically when he talks about the Korbanos Hayom, he speaks about the Musafim, and then he says, yes, sir, Al-Kach, you have the almost equal amount of Korbanos that are triggered by the Korban Shtei Lechem. Then the Rambam says, Nimtza, and he counts them all up. So there are 3 Parim and 3 Elim and 14 Kvasim. It's fascinating. Number one, the amount of Korbanos triggered by the Shtei Lechem is almost identical, practically identical, and it creates, you know, almost an equation with the Korbanos Musaf. And then, like he does in Avodas Yom Kippurim, the Rambam finds it necessary to do the addition for us, how many Korbanos there are in the day. His way of saying that Korban Shtei Lechem and the Korbanos that it triggers are not just additional dinim that relate to being matir, you know, menachos, shochitim, in the Mikdash. But the fact that they are in Parshas Emor, the fact that they constitute the culmination of Sfiras HaOmer, the parallel and especially the contrast with Korban HaOmer, all of this establishes the tremendous symbolic expression or manifestation of what it is that Chag HaShavuos is really all about. So in the end of the day, it is Chag Matan Torah Seinu, of course. But in Torah Shebichsav, this is highlighted by this transition, this act of, let's say, Chalamoid, of preparation, this transition, this bridge from one to the other that accentuates all of the themes in Avodas Hashem that highlight really Hayom Hazeh Niyeh Salam and the aspiration of being a Mamlechas Kohanim and a Goy Kadosh. So I want to wish everybody a upcoming Chag Sameach, and we should all be Zocha to appreciate the tremendous legacy and opportunity of Maimed Har Sinai and everything that goes along with it. And again, in the schus of the Yom Tov, you know, we should make further progress in extricating ourselves, you know, from kind of the abnormal situation and the sadness that we've experienced, the losses that we have sadly absorbed, and that moving forward, it should be as Mag Simcha, and a real chag in every sense of the word, triggering the beginning of better times. So we should all get done.
Amen. Gentle.